Ag Day has been a Sonoma County tradition for so long that no one is exactly sure anymore just when it began. But even after being part of it for years, cattle rancher Joe Posey continues to get a kick out of being part of it.
It's amazing to show kids where their food comes from, how it's raised, how it's taken care of, how we harvest it. Those are opportunities that students just don't have anymore. Kids are isolated, in a sense, from our agricultural base, and this is an opportunity for us to give them the experiences that we share every day.
The annual event, spread over two consecutive mornings now, featured demonstrations of farm equipment, animal petting opportunities, displays, product samples and tastes, all kinds of things designed for kids to do and enjoy.
We are expecting over the course of 2 days, probably around 5,000 or more. It's generally K through 6 grades that we invite, so it's all the elementary classes around the county. It's a lot of kids.
That's Kim Vail, executive director of the Sonoma County Farm Bureau.
It's organized pandemonium, and it's a lot of fun.
Some of the groups of kids wore brightly colored matching school shirts, and most of them had neon green bags they filled with samples, handouts, and other goodies. Those will become the basis for some follow-up discussion back in the classroom, explained Mae Dickinson, a first-grade teacher from Kiwanis Springs Elementary School.
I'm going to have them take the items that they earned in their bag and put them on their desk, and we're going to go around and look and talk about the different things that we've learned while we were here.
There was lots to see and do, and when I caught up with Bubba, a second grader from Binkley Elementary, it seemed that he had tried most of it.
I saw, like, these strawberry plants. I also got to see baby cows. We also saw some tractors that we could go in. And we also saw a horse. And then we saw one of the sheep get sheared.
That was also memorable for Hidden Valley Elementary teacher Robin Fox, who sees the livestock there as the biggest draw.
I think the biggest thing they get is just to see all the animals in one place. Particularly the sheep shearing is always really cool, and then to watch how they spin it and make things out of it and stuff.
Also on hand were staff and equipment from a number of emergency service agencies. They were what James was most impressed with, although the animals rated too.
A helicopter and an ambulance and a fire truck.
Any animals?
Police dogs, and I saw owls from the animal shelter and dogs and cats and bunnies.
But for the majority of the kids I talked with, some very briefly, seeing and even touching the animals is what they will remember most.
I like the horse.
A piglet.
The maze. The horse show, because I like horses.
A bunch. All of them.
Saw horses. And petted some chickens and saw, like, cool animals.
Probably pet the chickens.
Seen the pigs. Because all the baby pigs were laying on the big one.
My favorite part was learning all about the animals and stuff and all the cars. My favorite animal was the little chicks.
My favorite was seeing all the enthusiastic kids. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.